Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Docket for January 2nd, 2012. I am your co-host, Michael Staley, and alongside me is the lovely, talented, and weary Melissa Hansen, who has been named the busiest editor on DVD Verdict for 2011.
Yay! What do I win?
Something from our swag closet. I'll see what I can find.
Oh, great. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Well worth it. Well worth every single minute I spent editing then.
It's really scary when you pull up those stats and see just how many.
I know. It's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy because it's like day to day. You don't realize how much you do. And then, yeah, when you put it in a whole year.
Yeah.
Wow.
So of the 2,600 reviews we posted, Melissa edited almost 600 of them.
Yes!
Oh, boy. So anyways, in your free time, what have you been up to entertainment-wise this week?
Not too much. Been doing a bunch of traveling and stuff with the holidays. But I did go and watch a few episodes of Suburgatory, which we mentioned a couple weeks ago. It's Jeremy Sisto's show.
Yeah.
His new sitcom. And I really didn't. I figured it was going to be kind of a typical just couples in suburbia.
Yeah.
It's not. It's not at all. It's actually, he's the lead character. And him and his teenage daughter.
Okay.
And they move from New York City out to the suburbs because he thinks it'll be better for her. And just how absolutely horrible it is,
oh.
You know, purgatory in the suburbs,
gotcha.
Suburgatory. No, it's really a cute show. It's really different. The cast is amazing.
Yeah.
So Jeremy Sisto and Jane Levy plays his teenage daughter.
Okay.
But Alan Tudyk is on it and plays his good friend.
Oh.
Yeah. And then Cheryl Hines.
Oh,
it's one of the other leads.
Yeah, from Larry David.
Right,
Kirby Enthusiasm. Yeah.
And from SNL, Anna Gasteyer and Chris Parnell.
Wow.
Are regulars on it. Yeah, they play a married couple. It's
okay.
Excellent. And Jay Moore has a recurring role, too, playing Cheryl Hines' husband.
Okay.
It's these kind of city people hanging out. You know, city mouse, country mouse. The city mice are hanging out in the country. But pretty much all of the typical suburban characters, they're just really stereotypical.
Okay.
Which is funny.
Yeah.
They're all just kind of dumb and clueless and all about money and looks and things like that, which makes for some good humor.
Now, this is on Wednesday nights with Modern Family and Happy Endings, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It fits right in there with kind of that offbeat.
Yeah, it's a little offbeat. Like I said, it's not at all what I thought it was going to be. So, no, I really enjoyed watching it. But it's scary to think that Jeremy Sisto would be old enough to have, like, a teenage daughter, because he's close in age to me.
Right.
So, that's a little scary to see him, you know. So, used to looking at him on Clueless playing a teenager, and now he's the father role. But anyhow, no, it's a good show. It's good. It's not, again, not what I thought it was going to be.
Okay.
So, it's worth checking out.
Nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
And those new episodes, I think new television is coming back the second or third week in January.
Yeah, a lot of stuff is starting up. I'll talk about it a little bit later.
Okay.
But a lot of the scripted shows, are starting up next week or the week after.
Okay. Well, a lot of people were doing Twilight Zone marathons for New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
I know AMC was doing a Walking Dead marathon. I went back and did an Arrested Development marathon for season 3.
Oh,
which,
nice.
Which I didn't really like all that much when I watched
it. Was that the Charlize Theron stuff?
That's exactly what it was.
Which, that's the weakest link in the whole thing.
And while I enjoyed, there was stuff that I saw that I didn't remember, which I really enjoyed. Again, that Charlize Theron, Wee Britain stuff just completely fell flat for me.
Well, unfortunately, I kind of missed the boat when it first came on.
Yeah.
But everybody loved it so much, and, you know, people that I have similar tastes with and respect their opinions said how great it was. And so I tried to catch it, and it happened to be one of those episodes.
Yeah.
And I was, not too pleased with it. I didn't get it. Now, going back, they fit in much better than just, like, kind of separate on their own.
Yeah. So it was. I think they started out strong with season 1, they really peaked with season 2, and then for whatever reason, Mitch Hurwitz kind of lost. I mean, there was some stuff in there, like the Bob Blah Blah, the Scott Baio stuff, which was really funny. But yeah, season 3 somehow just didn't hit the right mark. So I'm curious to see what they're going to do with this new season, or the shortened season.
Right, it'll be interesting.
If they can recapture their glory, or if it's going to be more of just kind of, it just seemed, some of it seemed really forced. Anyways, it's still great stuff. It's all on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
I've never seen Arrested Development.
Yeah, again, bad Arrested Development is better than most shows on television, so.
Good, good stuff.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's, movie-wise, let's check out what's been going on at the box office, which has been suffering in 2011, but did we...
Not so huge lately.
Yeah. Did we recover any of that?
Not great. Mission Impossible came in first with like $30 million for the weekend.
Okay, which is still kind of paltry for a blockbuster.
Not huge. So it's doing well overall.
Okay.
But there was that. And then Sherlock Holmes.
Yep.
And then Alvin and the Chipmunks came in third.
Wow.
And then War Horse.
Oh, yeah.
And then, yeah, and then Girl with the Dragon Tattoo came in fifth. I'm very disappointed in all of you. I had one simple request. Go see a movie. Come on. Like, that was tough for you. And you all obviously didn't do it. So it came in fifth. It only made about $16 million for
That's
the weekend.
Really disappointing.
It's under $60 million gross so far. So, okay, you know, same assignment for this week, people. Let's bump it up there. Top three. Come on. You can do it. I know you can.
Yeah, so aside from the two blockbusters, all the new stuff that came out in late December just really hasn't caught fire with anybody.
Yeah, and then, like, after that, it's We Bought a Zoo and Adventures of Tintin.
Which was a huge, expensive movie, and it's not doing well.
Doing so hot at all.
Well, again, they've got plenty of time to check out these movies because there's nothing coming, really, this week. There's a movie called Beneath the Darkness, which Dennis Quaid stars. It's kind of a... From what the description is, and I couldn't find the trailer, it's like a Rear Window-esque where these teenage kids see this guy kill one of their friends, and then they have to try and expose him as the killer before he kills them. So how far has Dennis Quaid's career dropped?
Yeah.
Staying on the creepy thing, The Devil Inside, which is another one of these documentary-style thrillers about an underground religious sect in Rome. Helps the Catholic Church out by performing exorcisms that nobody else wants to perform.
Boy, what do you put in your job description for that one?
I don't know, but I saw the trailer for this, and it just looks disturbing as all get out.
Oh, I'm sure. Oh.
And then there's another little indie movie, which nobody will probably go to the theater to see. It's called Roadie, and stars Ron Eldard, who really did a nice job in Super 8 as Elle Fanning's dad. But he stars as an aging roadie for Blue Oyster Cult. So as their career winds down and they start doing, you know, festival circuits and things like this, he kind of gets cut loose and has to go home and live with his mom in New York.
Who's ailing.
But his mom is played by Lois Smith, the Steppenwolf's Lois Smith.
Ooh. Oh, how wonderful. Oh, she's great. She's great. It's good to see him working again, too.
Yeah.
And I mean, many of us fell in love with him first on ER.
Right.
So, it's good to see him working and doing some interesting things.
Yeah. But that's all that's on tap for this next week at the box office. So,
oh, boy.
Yep, go see Dragon Tattoo. Or
Tintin. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah. All right. If movies in the theater aren't your thing, let's see what we've got coming to DVD and Blu-ray this week.
Right. And we're heading over to, I am at the moment, DVDverge.com. Upcoming DVD releases. And then the cover art gallery for January 3rd.
Yeah, still not a robust selection, but there's some interesting stuff on here. Like Attack of the Vegan Zombies.
Excellent.
What exactly is a vegan zombie?
I'm not sure how that works.
Yeah.
See, I really want to watch it now just to see. How do you do that?
His brains wouldn't actually be vegetable.
They're
Unless
not.
They're people in a coma, then they could be a vegetable.
Nice.
Staying on the death and destruction thing, Contagion, which I have sitting here, but I still have no interest in watching people die for 2 hours from bird flu. Ugh.
Yeah, that's one that, like, seems like it would be something great, but then I really don't want to give it a try.
No. And it's Steven Soderbergh, so you'd think...
Yeah, I think it would be, but no, it just looks bad.
A movie that has flown under a lot of people's radar, but is getting nothing but love from the critics and people who've seen it, is The Guard, which stars Brendan Gleeson, who you remember as Mad-Eye Moody from the Harry Potter films.
Right.
And Don Cheadle.
Ugh, one of the best actors working today.
But
so I can see why it'd be getting good reviews, because he's always amazing.
Ugh, and he's got a new TV show coming out, too. But it's set in Ireland, and this FBI agent has to go and work with the local constabulary to solve a a murderer or something like that. And it's the kind of the odd couple thing where the straight-laced American has to be, you know, paired with the quirky Irish police officer.
Aren't they all?
Yes.
I mean, it was according to Hollywood, all Irish are quirky. And another kind of different side of the spectrum from that is Sarah Jessica Parker's I Don't Know How She Does It.
And what, is this just another one of those romantic comedy?
Yeah, it's Working Mom and I don't know, nothing I'm interested in. She has a family and she works and she looks pretty and has long hair. I don't know.
And good shoes and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Felicia Day fans might want to track this one down. Red Werewolf Hunter. So it's like a modern take on Little Red Riding Hood.
But like flipped.
Right.
Yeah.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer, but for werewolves. Seriously, another Marley and Me movie?
Yeah.
Direct-to-DVD things?
Yeah. The puppy years. Because he wasn't cute enough when he was big, so let's show him just as a puppy.
So this suffers the Air Buddies syndrome. He doesn't talk, though, does he? Have you ever seen the Marley and Me? I don't think he talks.
No.
He's just cute. One other thing, you know, Guillermo del Toro throws his name on his friend's movies just to make sure people go and see him. Remake of the mid-1970s kind of cult thriller, Don't Be Afraid of the Dark.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We're kind of in that area where you're going to have to dig a little bit to find some stuff that's really compelling to watch.
Yeah. One thing in there, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers Live, a concert disc.
Ooh. Is that another one of those soundstage things that they recorded for
I don't know what it is. It just says live in concert. I don't know when you ask me.
A lot of the concert stuff from Image Entertainment, we got a lot of stuff. The two labels that do this are Eagle Rock and Image. And Image tends to grab all the stuff from Chicago's public television station. Has its great series called Soundstage, which has been around since the 70s, where they bring in acts and they record complete concerts. You know, for the posterity of people who don't get to go and see them live. And they're really...
Hey, guess what?
What?
Re-release the soundstage concert that is currently available for sale.
There you go. So there it is. Good stuff. And Tom Petty is awesome.
Yeah, so that's something.
All right. So that's all I got for DVDs.
All right.
Quick rundown of what's coming to streaming on Netflix and Hulu this week. Netflix is not all that impressive. Toni Collette's United States of Terror, which I think only had three seasons before it got canceled by Showtime.
It had a few shorter seasons.
Yeah. There's a French thriller on here called Point Blank, which Dave Johnson speaks extremely highly of. And for a movie to impress Dave, it takes a lot. So you might want to check that out. Justin Bieber's documentary concert, Never Say Never. The remake of Stephen King's Carrie, which is another movie that didn't need to be remade. And there's a whole bunch of Bollywood stuff from the 70s to today. I mean, it's like
cool.
They grabbed Bollywood and just dumped it on a Netflix this coming week. So
yeah.
If you have any interest in that stuff, go check that out. Hulu has some more impressive stuff. Gangs of New York, which is Martin Scorsese's period piece. Sin City, the Frank Miller comic book adaptation. Confessions of a Dangerous Mind, which is George Clooney and Sam Rockwell and the Chuck Barris story. Amelie, which is just an absolutely beautiful French fairy tale fantasy, romantic comedy. The Station Agent, which with Peter Dinklage, which got all sorts of critical acclaim. And then on television, we're going back to the 80s with Married with Children, Hunter, Cagney and Lacey, and Wise Guy.
Oh, okay.
So that's Hulu, and I will shut up and let you do your thing now.
All right. Well, on, quote, regular TV, scripted shows aren't quite coming back. There's still a bunch of reruns on that. Not all of them, but most of them. But we're into reality again, like reality game show hell. So Monday on ABC, The Bachelor returns.
How many seasons has this thing got?
One is too many, so it really doesn't matter past that point. So that's back, and it's like the guy that got his heart broke last time, whatever.
Yeah, that's kind of their trend, isn't it?
Yeah, good luck to him. and after that is Wife Swap. What? Ready for this? It's Celebrity Wife Swap.
You've got to be kidding me.
The first episode is Tracy Gold and Carney Wilson.
How much money do they have to throw at these people to fools of themselves?
I don't know, but Flavor Flav is going to be on it.
Oh, my God. Wait, is he married to Brigitte Nielsen?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, they didn't get married. He's married to somebody. I mean, how many times?
Floofy?
Now that would be a wife swap with her. But yeah, so if you're into that stuff, ABC's got you covered on Monday, and then Tuesday, NBC is already bringing back next season of The Biggest Loser. It's the 13th season of that.
Wow.
Yeah, and Tuesday, ABC, speaking of scripted, Work It.
Oh, one of their cross-dressing shows.
It's like the
Bosom Buddies.
Yeah, it's like the reverse Bosom Buddies.
Okay.
Bosom Buddies, they had to dress like women to stay in their apartment.
Oh, that's right.
No, now they need to dress like women for their jobs because they're only hiring women. Because obviously the whole recession and at the same time only affected men. Because we women have it so easy in the workforce, let me tell you.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, that starts Tuesday.
All right.
If you want to check that out. Wednesday, CBS, I get that a lot. Which is where they make a celebrity, like, go work a menial job and see if people recognize them. Because this is really something we need, you know, television taking up time. Yeah, you know, Community and things like that. We don't have room for that on TV schedules. Let's put, you know, I get it a lot on. Okay. And then Thursday, ABC Wipeout is back on. See what I meant? It's like all reality and game shows coming
and
back.
And Wipeout is just a remake of MXC, Most Extreme Challenge from Spike, which was a spoof on a Japanese game show.
Well, it was really a Japanese game show. They just took it and overdubbed it and made it actually funny.
Right.
So without like the overdub being funny, I really don't see what the point is. Yeah. But if you, it's your kind of thing, go for it, babe. Friday, ABC Extreme Makeover Home Edition has a double episode. 2 hours on that, and that has been canceled, but they're finishing off what they have, so it won't be back next season. So if you love it, then get your fill of it now. And Friday night, Fox has the Cotton Bowl.
We're still in bowl season, which kind of extends before and after.
Well, it got all messed up.
Yeah.
This year, things are off. So yeah, that's fun and excitement TV, and then the next couple weeks we'll have scripted shows coming back, and I'll try to keep an eye on that for you.
Right.
And you know what? Like with DVD and stuff, there's not tons of music and books coming out.
Yeah.
Either, but one thing that is being released in music, it's Elvis Country, which was a 71 album, and it was his kind of country music.
Mm-hmm.
It's been remastered and it's being re-released, a 2-CD edition, and it's got the classic original stuff, but it has 6 bonus tracks too.
I mean, I know there's a lot of recording artists did that. I know Ray Charles did it in the 70s, and they all kind of tried to cross over. But I think Elvis is most remembered for his gospel stuff.
Yeah,
so
this is something, a little different than some of his biggest hits. But if you're a big fan, that's coming out.
Huh.
And then in books, James Patterson has another book. Good Lord. This is a series I didn't even know. It's called Private. It's about like a private investigator.
Yeah.
This book is called Private, Number One Suspect, and it's the second in the series, his Jack Morgan series. So I'm a big fan of the Alex Cross. I haven't checked this one out yet, but I think I'll give it a try.
Okay.
If it's anything like his Cross books, it'll be worth reading. And then a couple interesting things that were out, but now they're out in paperback. Tina Fey's Bossy Pants.
Yep.
It's out in paperback, and Rob Lowe's Stories I Only Tell My Friends, an autobiography, is out in paperback this week. I'm sure there's some really juicy stuff in there.
Yeah, right. Like Sleeping Snow White and all that kind of stuff. Here's one that you may have missed, and I just came across completely by accident. Mayim Bialik, who is currently on Big Bang Theory and who has a PhD in real life, wrote a parenting book.
Yeah, she's really big in like family beds and things like that. A little bit alternative parenting.
Okay. Yeah, it's called Beyond the Sling, a real-life guide to raising confident, loving children in the attachment parenting way.
Right. So that, it could be really interesting.
Hmm.
Sure, a different take on a lot of parenting books.
Okay. What else you got?
Okay, well, we can move on to news, because that always doesn't make me feel dirty and horrible.
Okay, go for it. I've got a couple things here, but I'll let you start.
Okay, well, the biggest news this week has to be Katy Perry and Russell Brand are Splitsville.
Yeah, and it's an interesting story, too, because she let him file for divorce.
Right, her parents are preachers.
Okay.
Her mother's like a really huge, known preacher.
All right.
And they haven't been very approving of her and her career and her lifestyle. Supposedly, she wanted him to file so they'd have one less thing to yell at her about.
Oh, okay.
So, it's kind of sad. But yeah. Not, you know, wholly unexpected.
Unexpected, right. I mean, again, people, if you're going to get married, make sure that you're actually compatible with somebody and not, you know, just in the throes of...
Yeah, that's kind of helpful, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Good tip.
All right.
The other one, I thought it's kind of funny story almost. Adam Lambert and his boyfriend got arrested in Finland. They got drunk off their asses and got in a fist fight with each other. What do you do in Finland? Get cold and drink vodka or something, right? That's what I'd do in Finland.
Oh, boy. All right. I've got a couple things here. Fans of American Horror Story, which, again, started out really slow and then became kind of this cult hit.
Yeah.
The Ryan Murphy crazy train continues because apparently he's dumping the entire cast.
Oh, shut up.
And the location for season two and Whoops. Doing something completely different.
All right.
So he's like, well, you'll have to trust me. Yeah, because that's worked so well in the past.
Right, exactly.
And for those of you who are concerned about Hugh Hefner's, you know, latest relationship breakup, he has vowed now, at the age of 85, that he will remain a bachelor. So that's his New Year resolution.
Oh, well, I'm so upset. Because he just ruined my New Year's resolution.
Which was
to marry Hugh Hefner. Damn it. Oh, man. This year is not starting off well.
Oh, it's not starting off well for CeeLo Green either, because I guess on Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve, he changed the lyrics to John Lennon's Imagine, and everyone went ape crazy.
I've heard him perform live. He was at Lollapalooza this past year. I like him. Like, as a human being, he seems like really fun and decent and whatever.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's done some great stuff musically, but he needs to stick to frickin' producing, writing, and whatever. I'm sorry, the man's not a singer. I really hate to break it to him, but he's not. And obviously, he's also an idiot. Yeah, you know what? You want to go change Taylor Swift's lyrics? Go for it. You don't change John Lennon's lyrics? Yeah. What is wrong with you? Goodness.
All right, that's all I've got for news.
Okay. Well, let me finish off with the last quick tidbit.
Yep.
That, as I said, it's a new law that went into effect. I was just practicing it, you know. Last year. Kardashian News.
Yeah.
Their former nanny is shopping a book, like a tell-all book about the kids.
Oh, that's not taking advantage of the situation, no.
Oh, no. Not at all. But so we may, I'm sure we will, like, who's not going to pay her for this? Come on.
Yeah.
We may find out, you know, what they were like when they were in diapers. And so, and this will actually have Brody and Brandon Jenner in it, too.
Oh, she raised those kids, too.
Yeah, because they were hanging out over at the Kardashian pad. So if you want to know the whole scoop on them when they were, you know, 10, pulling each other's hair and peeing in their pants or whatever, then we may be able to find that out soon.
Wow, compelling information. All right. Well, Happy New Year to everybody. Let's hope that 2012 is a hell of a lot better than what a lot of people experienced in 2011.
Yes.
And, you got an interesting sign-off this week?
I do. It's from my favorite newscaster.
Oh.
And I think probably the most dependable and reliable newscaster working today.
Yes.
So, here it is. Your moment of zen.
It's true.